Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Few partnerships in music have had the impact that John Lennon and Paul McCartney had in their time together as members of the Beatles. Emotions were high when Paul inducted his songwriting partner and closest friend into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For Paul, this is a moment to talk to his friend in a raw, honest, open letter, despite John's death 15 years earlier. He holds back tears as he reminisces about meeting John and those small yet meaningful moments between them, which Paul holds dear to his heart. As John's widow, Yoko Ono, accepts the honor, she delivers a brief emotional speech about her husband, who was not only a part of a band that was, quote, bigger than Buddha, but whose solo career of political activism, experimentation, and honest personal reflection put him ahead of his time. His music and message resonates as the world continues to imagine peace, living together as one.
Thank you. Thank you, New York. Thank you. It's a privilege for me to be able to do this tonight and come here. So I've got some random memories in the form of a letter to John. Dear John, I remember when we first met in Walton at the Village Fete. It was a beautiful summer day. And I walked in there and I saw you on the stage and you were singing Come Go With Me by the Del Vikings. But you didn't know the words, so you made them up. Come go with me to the penitentiary. It's not in the lyrics. Remember writing our first songs together? We used to go to my house, my dad's house. And we used to smoke Taifu tea with this pipe that my dad kept in a drawer. Didn't do much for us, but got us on the road. We wanted to be famous. I remember the visits to your mum's house, Julia. It was a very handsome woman, very beautiful woman. She had long red hair and she played a ukulele. I'd never seen a woman who could do that. And I remember having to tell you the guitar chords, because he used to play the ukulele chords. And then on your 21st birthday, you got £100 off one of your rich relatives up in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So we decided we'd go to Spain. So we hitchhiked out of Liverpool. And we got as far as Paris. We decided to stop there for a week. And eventually got a haircut by a fella called Jürgen. And that ended up being the Beatle haircut. Remember introducing you to my mate, George, my schoolmate, and him getting into the group by playing Raunchy on the top deck of the bus. You were impressed. And when we met Ringo, who'd been working the whole season at Butlin's holiday camp, he was a seasoned professional. But the beard had to go, and it did. Later on, we got a gig at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, which was officially a blues club. And we didn't really know any blues numbers. We loved the blues. We didn't know any blues numbers. So we had to do announcements like, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great big Bill Brunsey number called Wake Up Little Susie. They kept passing up little notes. This is not the blues. This is not the blues. This is pop. We kept going. And then we ended up touring. And there's a bloke called Larry Parnes who gave us our first tour. Thank you, Larry. I remember we all changed our names for that tour. And I changed mine to Paul Ramon. George became Carl Harrison. And although people think John didn't really change his name, I seem to remember he was Long John Silver for the duration of that tour. Bang goes another myth. And we'd be on the van touring later, and we'd have the kind of night where the windscreen would break. We'd be on the motorway going up back up to Liverpool. It was freezing. So we'd have to lie on top of each other in the back of the van, creating a beetle sandwich. We got to know each other. These were the ways we got to know each other. We got to Hamburg and met the likes of Little Richard, Gene Vincent. Yeah, I remember Little Richard inviting us back to his hotel. He was looking at Ringo's ring. He said, "I love that ring." He said, "I've got a ring like that. I could give you a ring like that." So we all went back to the hotel with him, and we never got a ring. Yeah, we went back with Gene Vincent to his hotel once, and he was all going fine till he reached in his bedside drawer and he pulled out a gun. And we said, "Well, we got to go, Gene. We've got to go." And we got out quick. And then came the USA, New York City, where we met up with Phil Spector, the Ronettes, Supremes, our heroes, our heroines. And then later in LA, we met up with Elvis Presley. For one great evening, we saw the boy, you know, we saw him on his home territory, and he was the first person I ever saw with a remote control on a TV. Boy, he was a hero, man. And then later, Ed Sullivan. By now, we wanted to be famous. Now we were getting really famous. I mean, imagine meeting Mitzi Gaynor in Miami. And later, after that, recording at Abbey Road, I still remember doing Love Me Do, because John officially had the vocal, Love Me Do. But because he played the harmonica, George Martin, in the middle of the session, suddenly said, "Will you sing the line, Love Me Do?" Like the crucial line. I said, okay. And I can still hear it to this day. John goes, wah, wah, and I go, "Love Me Do." Nerves, man. I remember doing the vocal to Kansas City. Well, I couldn't quite get it, because it's hard to do all that stuff, you know, screaming out the top of your head. And John came down from the control room. He said, he took me to one side. He said, "You can do it. You know, you just got to scream out the, leave the top of your head. You know, you can do it." So thank you. Thank you for that. I did it. I remember writing Day in the Life with him. And the little look we gave each other as we wrote the line, "I'd love to turn you on." We kind of knew what we were doing, you know. A sneaky little look. Ah, boy. And after that, there was this girl called Yoko. Yoko Ono. Who showed up at my house one day, and it was John Cage's birthday. And she said she wanted to get hold of a manuscript to give to John Cage of various composers, and she wanted one from me and John. So I said, "Well, it's okay with me, but you'll have to go and see John." And she did. After that, I set up a couple of machines. We used to have these Brunel recording machines that I set up, a couple of them. They stayed up all night and they recorded Two Virgins on that. But you took the cover yourselves, nothing to do with me. And then after that, there were the phone calls to you. The joy for me of, after all our business shit that we'd gone through, of actually getting back together and communicating once again. And the joy is you told me about how you were baking bread now, and how you were playing with your little baby, Sean. That was great for me, because it gave me something to hold on to. So now, years on, here we are. All these people, here we are assembled to thank you for everything that you mean to all of us. This letter comes with love from your friend, Paul. John Lennon, you made it. Tonight, you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. God bless you.
After the break, we'll hear from Yoko Ono on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
I'd first like to thank Paul for being here tonight. I think John would have been very pleased. It's really grand, Paul. Thank you. And being inducted as a Beatle for John was to be expected. After all, the Liverpool band was bigger than Buddha. But being inducted for his solo effort would have made John very happy because it had a very special place in his heart. So I'm very thankful. On behalf of John, I would like to thank all the people who voted for him. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistants from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.